Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed Aleph of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Shnei Kedarin Shehoy Mahalchen Zeh Acher Zeh, V'Nitkal HaRishon V'Nafal, V'Nitkal HaSheni B'Rishon. There were two Kadars walking one behind the other. The first Kadar stumbled and fell, and then the second Kadar tripped over the first Kadar and fell. HaRishon Chayiv B'Niske Sheni, the first Kadar is liable to pay for the second Kadar's damages. The machlekes regarding lohoyu loylamid, if the first kadar was not able to stand up, is he pater or chayev? The brayis halacha of nitkal harishon benafal, the nitkal hasheni berishon, vahashlishi besheni. Three paters or glaziers were walking one behind the other. The first kadar stumbled and fell, then the second kadar tripped over the first kadar, and the third kadar tripped over the second kadar. Rishon chayev beniske sheni, besheni chayev beniske shlishi. The first kadar is liable for the second kadar's damages, and the second kadar is liable for the third kadar's damages. Rava's distinction of Rishon Chayiv Beniske Sheni, Bein Beniske Gufoy, Bein Beniske Memoinoy. The first kadar is liable for damages he caused the second kadar, both with his body and with his property. However, Sheni Chayiv Beniske Shlishi, Beniske Gufoy, Avoloy Beniske Memoinoy. The second kadar is only liable for damages he caused the third kadar with his body, but not for damages he caused with his property. The two explanations to Rava, which are based in the machlekes of whether we say nitkal peisheyahu, a person who trips accidentally is considered negligent, or nitkal lav peisheyahu.